world today. You're so good to me, I know, but I can't change. Tried to tell you, but you look at me like maybe I'm an angel underneath, innocent and sweet. Yesterday I cried. You must have been relieved to see the softer side. I can understand how you'd be so confused. I don't envy you. I'm a little bit of everything. I'll roll into one.
Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. Today is the 90th episode, and we're going to do 90s talk with Mr. Chuckle. And I just want to give a shout out to Irma and Edgar Chabo 101. Shout out to What Can Go Wrong Podcast and Dave Jokes from the Mindless Digital Podcast. He also has a podcast, Smell My Bourbon. Shout out to Them Damn Mexicans. Follow them on Instagram. And they also have a TDM talk show Thursdays at 8 p.m. from Houston, Texas. Check out Chuco Chisme podcast from El Paso, Texas. I'm going to send them some stickers. Shout out to Chris Spring Live on Instagram. And shout out to Spiro in that show. He's going to start his own podcast, Quality Time with Spiro. It drops next Tuesday, March 7th. Shout out to Ask the Fellas. I love listening, and lately they have been shouting me out a lot. Hopefully one day, maybe they'll invite me on. That would be fun. Or one of them can come on, or all of them can come on my show. And shout out to Chicanoish, one of my favorite podcasts. Go listen to them, check them out. And shout out to It's Funny You'd Say That podcast. He just put up a new episode, so I haven't listened to it yet, but go check it out. I'm sure it will be good. And everyone else, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this episode. We talk about 90s memories. And yeah, thank you for listening.
Hello.
Hello.
Diego Morales, also known as Texas Chuckle, all the way from Dallas, Texas.
Yes.
He has been on the podcast, the Bombtastic Podcast, five and a half times he's been on the podcast.
I couldn't finish that other time. Just 5.5. I'm the greatest Bombtasticer.
Yeah, I think you're the one that's been on the most.
I like it. That's how I like it. I'm number one.
Why is that, do you think?
I think it has to do with me being an attention whore. And I'm just playing. It's fun. This network we have, it's dope because not only do, you know, we trick up the algorithms with the distance, you know, that we are, but it's cool. It's just it's a good network to have, a good little bridge. You never know where it will lead.
And you're in the middle of a storm right now?
Yeah, man, it got a little bad. Like, I was running. I was trying to get a run in before it got too bad. And I was like half a mile in. And then, you know, tornado sirens are going off all around my neighborhood. And I was like, oh, shit. So they were talking about hell and things like that. So I turned around and I'm hauling ass home. And all I could think about was like, damn, probably going to have to put an insurance claim in on my solar panels or on my car tomorrow, or on my roof.
Oh, so I saw the story of you running, and I didn't know that the sound was like tornado warnings.
Yeah. Yeah. The whole Metroplex is under tornado watch. I was watching some stories right now, and the different parts of the Metroplex are like up north towards the border of Oklahoma, Little Elm, Denison, Texas. They got hit really bad. A tornado touched down in my neighborhood in Oak Cliff, on Hampton Street. There's a video from some people that they live above the American Airlines Center where the Dallas Mavericks play and the Dallas Stars play.
Yeah.
And you can just see transformers blowing up left and right. It's crazy.
Wow. How often do they come?
Well, now that it's getting warmer, this is springtime. Once it starts getting to springtime, it's tornado season, and we're right in the middle of Tornado Alley. Tornado Alley is you know, if you're looking at the map, Dallas, and then you go to like the edge of Louisiana, and then halfway towards the Panhandle, and you go all the way up to Chicago, and you know, down in Mexico, all that area is called Tornado Alley, the United States.
Oh wow!
Yeah, so it's just starting, and you know, with the weather getting crazier, it's probably gonna be crazy tornado season.
So, and if like a bad tornado comes close to you, what do you do?
Stay away from the windows. You run to the restroom. Usually, if you have time, you know, if you got a twin mattress or something, get it. Run to the restroom, duck, and get under the mattress in case, you know, in case your house falls on you and shit like that.
Oh, wow.
Just stay away from windows and things. Yeah, it's pretty gnarly.
The only thing I've been through is like when I was in Japan and there was like a big typhoon. That was scary.
Yeah. Yeah, that's like that's a lot of water in that, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'm glad you're okay, Diego. And
appreciate it.
You made it to the 90th episode.
Man, that's pretty dope. Man, congrats on that.
Thank you.
That's pretty cool. 90, almost to 100. You should have a big old 100th episode party at your house or something.
And who should be the guest?
Man, I remember, I don't know if we were on a podcast episode talking or if we were just talking, but you had told me that, I forgot what you call them, but wherein a couple, like you and another podcast get on. You should do something like that where it's like, I don't know, two or three of your favorite podcasters and y'all just for your 100th episode, all of y'all are linked up together somehow, some way. That'd be dope.
Oh, like a swap cast.
There you go. But like with, you know, make it like a big old thing. Yeah. I don't know. That's what I would do. Yeah.
Big orgy.
that now we're talking. Yes. Yes.
So 90s talk. With
90s talk.
Chuckle.
With Texas Chuckle.
So, we won't say when we were born, but we grew up in the 90s. And there's a lot to remember in the 90s. And
oh, man.
I'm going to say some random things that I remember from the 90s. And then
we'll
both talk about it. And we'll see if... Okay, I'll say like something and then... We'll see if you actually knew about that.
Yeah, I'm interested because I know we were talking about it and you told me you were, you know, writing some stuff down. And I'm interested because, you know, we grew up in different parts of the world. So I'm very interested to see what you got.
All right. So we'll start with, do you remember going to the corner store, convenience store, and getting a Spice Girl bubble gum or a lollipop?
For sure, I do not remember that. I remember the Spice Girls clearly,
mm-hmm.
but I was in love with one of them. I forgot which one, but I don't remember. You know, I don't remember little Mexican dudes in the hood saying, "Hey man, let's go get a let's go get a Spice Girls lollipop, bro."
Yeah, so for the lollipop,
that's fucking weird.
Like you lick it until you see a picture of one of the Spice Girls.
That's hilarious. So that's really a thing?
Yeah. Why would I make that up? Why would I like to?
I don't know. You've done it before. No, just playing. Just playing. Bombastic listener. She has never lied.
I haven't. Do you remember which one you liked?
The one that married Beckham.
David Beckham? Posh.
Yes.
Yeah, Victoria Beckham.
Redheads are just, whew, no, my knees weak.
No, she has dark hair.
She never had red hair?
Ginger is the that had the ginger hair.
Oh. Well, I guess I liked more than one.
So you like Derry Halliwell? No, you know why? I liked more than one, so that's okay.
Yeah, but no, so that's crazy to start off with Spice Girls because they are a big, like, 90s thing.
Yeah.
They came, that movie they made, and just like it was every day they were on MTV, you know?
Mm-hmm. MTV, Much Music, yeah.
Yeah.
Pop-Up Video? Yeah. Do you remember that?
That one, I'm drawing a blank on that one.
So you'd watch a music video, and then they pop up like different things, like facts about the music, like, oh.
Oh yeah. Dang, yeah, then you're just like sitting there like learning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
a documentary, yeah. But you watch music videos.
That was like, man, that was our Google.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was remember encyclopedias?
Or like
did your parents ever have like big old
yeah
stack of encyclopedias and then like the letter S was always missing or some shit?
Kind of like a double bubble or whatever, and then you'd open it up and you get like a little picture of like a Spice Girl, and then you would collect them.
Man,
yeah,
that's hilarious. I'm gonna Google that. I want to see how that looks.
I should have saved them, but
oh, imagine like
no, not the gum, just the picture.
Oh
yeah. Okay. What about did you ever collect Pogs?
Dang, yeah, Pogs were a thing. I had these two I had my buddies Angel and Ricardo. I was just one day I used to dribble basketball everywhere. And I'm just dribbling through the neighborhood, and I just found these twins. And I was like, what? It's like, y'all look alike. And it was just, and then they had a bunch of Pogs, and that's how I learned about Pogs through them. Mm-hmm. And my favorite Pog that I always had was my Alf Pog.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was just, I've seen memes about him, and it always brings me back to them, to those days, because it was just such a stupid character, but he, like, it worked.
Was he an anteater?
Something like that, yeah. See, yeah. I don't even really remember it that clearly, but I just remember I was like, hey, Alf. And I just showed my brother, I showed my dad, like, oh, y'all watch this, right? I was just so happy to have it.
You know I still have a Pog?
Dang, I don't have
any. I kept it.
Which one?
Okay, it's very random.
It's a Spice Girl Pog.
No, it's like a badger in a floral dress holding like a blackberry.
Damn, blackberry.
Yeah.
That's random as hell.
I know.
It's like and the then, most random thing you could have said.
I know, right? And then remember the Pog containers? Like you'd have like a small container, medium container, and a long like.
Oh
container.
Yeah, because they'd go everywhere. Yeah.
And then you'd go to your friend's house and you'd collect them, or you'd play the game. You'd like.
Yeah.
I don't know what you would do, but you'd like flick them like marbles kind of. And
they snapped up, right?
Yeah.
Or something like a pop socket type thing.
Yeah, you'd flip them or something. Like, okay, remember there's like regular shaped clocks? And then there's the crazy shaped one. It's like almost like a throwing star.
Yeah.
Right?
I think so.
Yeah.
See, it's because when I remember, I remember like my two friends, I still talk to them. And actually one of them, he's the friend that I've told you about that lives in Seattle. No, now he lives in Portland. Angel, he's one of the twins. But the only reason I ever knew about Pogs was because of them. I don't know if because like their parents, they were Mexican, but their parents were like third generation, you know, and like my parents had just got here, so they were more Americanized. So like I don't ever remember my brother or my sisters or any of my cousins ever like Pogs way. You know, like, so I only learned about Pogs through them. But I remember, like, because by the time I found out about Pogs, these fools, they had a bunch of them little containers, bags. I was just like, dang, they had every character, all kinds of stuff. So, but my thing was yo-yos. I really liked yo-yos when
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know how they used to have the little brain? And then Yeah, and then like, and then they had, I mean, they still do them to this day. There's still like yo-yo competitions. There's still yo-yo champions and things like that.
And then you go to like Spencer's and get the $40 yo-yo where it kind of like
lights up.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it has the three brains or whatever.
Right.
It's like, oh, you just got three brains, bro. This one's four brains. And it's like a big ass.
I never learned how to do the crib or whatever it was called.
Oh, walking the dog?
Walking the dog is easy, but the crib where it's like a triangle and then you put the yo-yo.
Oh, man. Yeah, I knew a few tricks. I know what you're talking about. I knew a few tricks because I was really into it. Yeah, but yo-yos and then, you know, Pokemon cards were around that area too.
I was never into Pokemon cards, were you?
I loved it. Yeah. I made my dad take me to a convention.
Oh really?
Here in Dallas. So Dallas, the old reunion arena. And you know, I thought I was super cool because I thought I had like the strongest Pokemon, like because we had Game Boys too, and there was like battles. You had to link up to somebody else's Game Boy via a wire. I think it was a USB. No, it couldn't have been. It was something else. I forgot. But anyways. And I thought I was like, hell yeah, I got the strongest Pokemon. Anybody gonna beat me? But man, I got whooped so easily. And I remember I went home crying because I traded all these cards. And then I was like, you know, I'm gonna win this because you won something. You would win something if you beat one of the tournament guys. And they were they had like powerful Pokemon. And I remember I was just crying, and my dad was all like, "It's a fucking game." You know? Yeah. But anyways, my bad. I interrupted your pogs. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. There's only one more thing, and it's so you must not remember this. If you don't remember, hold on. Anyways, they also had Jesus pogs.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Because I remember there was like a little kiosk in Lougheed Mall in Burnaby. And we'd go and like check out the new Pogs, and yeah, they had Jesus ones.
That's hilarious because it, to me, it's like, all right, if you give to the church, you get a Jesus Pog.
Yeah, like imagine trading that. You don't want to trade that.
No, because you're like, yeah, because like, I just took the blood and the bread and the body of Christ. You cannot have this Pog.
Yeah, like, all right, what was your memory?
Oh man. I kind of already said it, but you know what? I don't think this was 90s. It couldn't have been 90s.
What was it?
I think it was early 2000s. I was gonna say about flip phones, but I don't think that's 90s.
Let me see. You know what?
I could go real quick.
I think it was 2000.
Yeah, because I was just thinking about 90s was pagers, right? Did you ever have a pager?
No. Did you?
Yeah, but it wasn't connected.
Oh, I didn't even know about pagers. I don't even know.
Oh, look, see, Motorola's StarTAC was the first flip phone. It was released in 1996.
Oh, but did you have one in the 90s?
No, I didn't have one until like 2001, 2002.
Yeah, me too. When I was 16, I think I had my first Nikon or Nikon? Nokia phone. Yeah.
Nokia,
And then it played the snake game or the pipe game or whatever. You know what I'm talking about?
the oh yeah the that big ass Nokia that you could probably kill somebody with it if you threw it at their head hard enough.
No, not like a Saved by the Bell Nokia. It was like a little tiny one.
Oh yeah, but I remember Snake because I was really good at that game.
Yeah.
I was really good at that in Tetris. Tetris was my shit too.
Okay, so I remember like back in the day, there was a lot of people had trampolines.
Oh my God.
Do people still have those?
Yeah, I'm gonna get my little girls one for the summer, but oh, it's so funny you say that. Dang, man, I need to look at those. I need to look at those. I need to find those videos, those VHSs that I have.
Yeah.
But back in the day, oh my God, in the 90s, I was the only house on the block that had a trampoline.
Yeah.
And me and my friends, we were, man, we were like, we were balls deep into wrestling. And we formed the TWF, the Trampling Wrestling Federation. And I'm telling you, man, we would go all out. I was always The Rock and Stone Cold and Mankind and then the Hardy Boys and the Dudley Boys. So, but we went hard. Like I have videos of where like, my home, but we would bust our heads open. We destroyed my dad's shed. He got so mad. We were jumping off the roof. I busted my back of my head open.
Yeah.
And then back then, it wasn't WWE back then, it was WWF.
Yeah.
So the WWF, they would sell CDs of all the popular wrestlers' intro music because by that time they would get like real bands to play their intro songs. So
Yeah.
we would have my mom's little camcorder, little video recorder. And we'd have a boom box right by the entrance to the back door to the backyard, and then we would play, Stone Cold song or
That's cool.
and then we like, man, we had tables, we had chairs, ladders. So yeah, trampolines were, and then I never had one of those. Anytime we would like see another side of the street or I mean another block, we would see somebody with the trampoline that has like the safety net. We would always be like, "Ah, fucking pussies!"
Yeah.
Like they don't want to fall out.
I remember in 1999, I was into WWF, believe it or not. And
Yeah.
my friend in school, she gave me for Secret Santa, she gave me a VHS of WWF, one of the highlights of WWF or something. And anyways, I remember my older brother, he had a birthday party in the backyard in the 90s, and he just moved schools. And so he had his old school friends and his new school friends, and they decided to have a Royal Rumble.
Damn, that's awesome. I love
And we have video of them like going around on the dirt bike and then them doing a Royal Rumble. And but we had to stop because one of the guys, his earring got ripped out and it was bleeding and he started crying. Yeah, it was fun.
yeah, those see anytime. Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna say, 'cause those friends of mine were. We're still friends. Like anytime we've all been together, like we're always like we man. That's all we talk about is those days. We talk about the kids that moved away, our friends that moved away, and it was just man. Those were like it was just school, get home, finish whatever, eat, and then meet up at my house.
Yeah. That's,
yeah, those are good. I'm gonna look up, but I need to find the VHS, because you know, VHS expires. Did you know that?
Right? I didn't know that.
The tape, yes. So, oh, you need to buy one of those converters to convert it to DVD, because yeah. I think it's after like 40, 50 years that film starts to expire, and
oh wow,
you'll lose it. Yeah.
Yeah, because my dad, he like had a big. One of those big,
the one that's you gotta that your shoulder gets tired.
Yeah, yeah. On the shoulder.
Yeah,
and he always took videos. And my grandpa, he actually had a video business here, a video editing, and that's how I learned how to like video edit with him. And
oh, cool!
It was called Video Memories, and yeah, we used to like I used to always like watch him edit everything and. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Yeah? Do you remember having to? Well, I don't know how it was for y'all up there, but over here is like it was a thing that, you know, when the street light came on, it was time to go home, time to go inside.
You know what? Like, I don't remember that because I feel like I remember being in my bedroom. And looking outside crying, and it was like 7 p.m. and it was still daylight, and I'm crying, and I'm like, Mom, like my friends are outside and I'm inside, it's still daylight, why am I still why do I have to go to bed right now? But yeah, like I don't think we were allowed to go out at when it was like nighttime.
No, that's the well I brought that up because back then, like, you know, in my neighborhood we had like I still know them, my homegirls, like my friends that were females, like we would go rollerblading, we'd ride our bikes miles away from the house, you know, like back then it was just so I would never let my daughters do that right now.
Yeah,
there's no way, there's no way. And it's crazy because back then nobody had camera phones. So if a creepy adult wanted to kidnap me or one of my homegirls, or they like they would have been so much easier back then. Now there's cameras everywhere, but even then I still wouldn't like fuck that.
I know.
There's no way.
Dangerous now.
Hella dangerous. Like yeah. I just even thinking about it is like gets me uncomfortable.
Yeah. All right. I remember 90s. Going. I know. I just remember something else. At our old house, I was like really small, maybe like 4, and I'm like learning to ride the bike, and then I'm going down the hill, and then my brother was like, go left, and I didn't know what left meant, and then they went right, and then he rode right into me.
Damn.
I remember that. Yeah.
We had this crazy neighbor called Corey, and he was like the only white dude in this Mexican and black neighborhood. And this fool was like a crazy dude. Like, I talked to him the other day. He's very interesting, but he was crazy as a little kid. And one of the funniest things I remember is that it snowed one Christmas, or it iced up one Christmas. And we're all like, hell yeah, let's go play football in the snow. La, 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 la. And we're playing in the middle of the street. And I remember, like, he goes, Diego, I'm open, man, throw it. And I threw it, and he made, like, a diving catch. And then when he got up, I just seen this, like, brown, like his knee, like, where he slid, it was just, like, a brown... like smeared, just brown smeared, and then like when I saw where like the smear was coming from, I remember I walked up to it, and like, you know when like something's like warm food has a little bit of like smoke coming, like the warmth, you know, you could see the warmth coming up.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then it started sweating. I was like, bro, I said you slipped and you slid in dog shit. And he was like, no. He was like, no, I didn't, Diego. Everybody, we're just laughing. And like, bro, we're like, Bro, it fucking smells, bro. You caught the A, but wait, we scored. I remember I was like, I told everybody that we scored, though. We scored that touch. I was like, go home. I was like, Corey, go home and change, bro. And he's like, man, just get the fucking game going. We're like, nobody wants to tackle you, bro. Like, you need to. And then the funny thing is, like, I remember, man, for us in Texas, if it ever snows like that or ice, you get days. You're lucky if you see white after 5 days. Like, it don't last. So I remember it was like 2-3 days after that, and we're all playing football again or in the trampoline, and he's wearing them same pants, but I still see the stain. And I was just like, yeah, he was a crazy dude. But I just remember saying, Corey, you ain't washed them fucking pants. Why are you wearing them again? Nah, this is something else, man.
That's funny.
I don't know. That's disgusting now, but yeah.
Shout out to Jonathan Rios. He suggested that we talk about top 10 favorite one-hit wonders in music in the 90s. Do you remember any?
Oh, man.
Well, I wrote
not
down
off the top
list.
Of my head. Huh?
I wrote down a list just in case. I used to listen to, like, Top of the Pops UK, but I looked up some one-hit wonders, and do you remember the song Save Tonight by Eagle Eye Cherry?
I don't. I remembered one, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. This has to be, you have to know the song.
All right.
It's La Macarena. Hey, Macarena.
Oh, yeah.
It came out when I just Googled it. It came out when my little sister was born in 93.
That was really popular. It'd always be at like birthday parties or weddings.
Yeah. And then, fucking Hanson. Mbop.
Mbop, yeah.
Mbop, yeah.
So my cousin was obsessed with Mbop.
Oh, my God.
She had a Hanson poster in her closet.
Oh, my God. Oh, you remember that? Posters in your room. That was
I had one day I decided to go through all my magazines and cut out all these people that I didn't even know. Like, I had Ben Affleck up there, and I don't even know. He looked pretty hot in his truck, but I didn't really know about him. But he looked good-looking back then. And then, like, the Spice Girls and, you know.
I'm a Barbie girl in the Barbie world.
That was, like, my first CD.
And the only song that was good was that one. Or I don't know. I never listened to the album.
And Candyman.
Candyman.
Yeah. Okay, what about Sex and Candy by Marvin?
Oh, that's yeah. You know what? To this day, I believe he's still touring for making money off that song.
I love that song.
That's a great fucking song. It's like that's 90s right there.
Yeah.
To me, that's 90s and Beavis and Butthead.
Never really watched. I wasn't allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead because they were just. Yeah.
Oh, Baby Got Back.
Or Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba, 1987.
What about Whoop That Is?
Yeah. Or I Wish by CeeLo from 1995. I wish I was a baller, or I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl so I could call her.
What made you want to go with What Is Love? What made you want to go with Only One Hit Wonders?
No, Jonathan, he suggested it.
Oh, that's right. That's right. My bad.
Yeah.
Who's Jonathan Rios? Is that a listener, fellow podcaster, or what?
Yeah, he's the listener. He listens to a lot of the podcasts I listen to, and he lives in Arizona. Shout out to him. And he has sent me multiple parcels. He sent me hot sauce and stuff.
Parcels. Man, that's what y'all call them, huh? That's hilarious.
I think it's because my mom, she's British, so
I know, man. I love your mom. In a friendly way.
Yeah. Better watch what you say. I told you I was with my mom today. And he gave me love hearts, and I'm like, okay, calm down.
I accidentally hit the wrong emoji. I'm sorry.
Okay.
And I thought, you know, I'm gonna just leave it like that and throw a little rawr in there.
Okay. What about "You Get What You Give" by the New Radicals, 1998? You know what that song? You got the music in your
head. I don't remember that one.
You got a reason to live. I'm not going to sing, but look it up later. And then...
Wait, Mitch, why not? This is a podcast. Come on, this is a 90th...
Oh, no, I can play it. Like, I'll play it for you guys.
No, you got to sing it. It's got to be fun. It's got to be fun. You got to sing it. It's karaoke slash 90s. No, you guys could be 90s. Crying if I start singing it right now. I haven't cried in a couple of days, so go ahead.
I don't even know how it goes, but I remember I put like a note down and it's like, got the... Oh, you really get what you give. You got the music in you. You have a reason to live or something.
What about your favorite... excuse me. Your favorite... What was your favorite 90s band?
90s band? Probably the Spice Girls or Aqua.
For me, I mean, I feel like such a mainstream douchebag saying it, but I mean, they were that great. It has to be Nirvana for me.
I don't know why you're going to say Hanson.
Hanson went hard too, man. Punk-ass little kids.
My older brother was into Nirvana, and then I got into it after.
After Kurt Cobain ate it?
Yeah. And then there's, you've heard "Bitch" by Meredith Brooks.
No, I mean, I probably have. I just can't think about it.
Okay, you've heard this one. Mambo Number 5.
Ah, oh, that was late 90s. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
1999.
Yes, my dad used to love that song. We would listen to that song almost every time we went to work.
A little bit of Tina is all you need or something. Oh, that reminds me. Ricky, what's his name?
Ricky Martin. Ricky Martin. Wasn't he late 90s, early 2000s?
I don't know, but Living the Vida Loca.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember when that chick put the candle on his chest.
What?
Yeah.
You put a candle on?
She poured a melted candle on his chest.
Oh, yeah.
In the music video. And I remember when I was a kid, like, you know, that's when my body was talking to me. I was always like, wow, is that how it's done?
Did you try it?
I've never tried that. Hell no.
Oh, I put like a finger in it.
I mean, yeah, it's accidentally happened to me, like, but I've never been like, hey, light that candle and pour it on me. That's weird.
Can we try it tonight?
No, I'm celibate.
No, I meant, like, does it actually hurt?
Why'd you laugh? Why does everybody think I'm joking? Everybody's like, yeah, right.
I saw your status on Facebook, and the first comment when you said you're celibate, someone's like, okay, we know you're lying or something.
Yeah, and it's like, damn, is that who I've portrayed myself to be? Some fucking douchebag?
Thirsty? I probably have. No.
Thirsty me? Come on, I'm drinking water.
"No Rain" by Blind Melon.
Dang, no.
Okay, well, we can always listen to it after.
What about your favorite 90s movie?
My favorite 90s movie is probably Dumb and Dumber.
Dang. Look, it's crazy you say that because that was going to be mine. And this is why. Because my buddy that recently just passed away, he was a comedian. His name is Zach Sprung. May he rest in peace. That was my boy. I've never been on the road with another comedian more than him. And vice versa. We were road dogs. We were road warriors, man. We slept in parks, fucking benches, his car, all kinds of shit. But the thing about Sprung is that we both loved that movie. And I swear to you, we didn't even have to be on the road. Anytime we were on a show, at an open mic, just having some beers, whatever, we would constantly, constantly quote. I could quote that entire fucking movie. We would just like this one time we were like, this hotel fucked up our reservation. And she's like, no. She was some Indian lady. She's like, no, it's all full. And he's all like, there was no cars outside. And I'm like, well, where's everybody at? And she's like, no, we can't do it. That's the only room. You don't want it. No refunds. And he was all like, we can't stay in that room. The AC don't work. And it's the middle of the summer. And we're in the middle of Oklahoma. She's like, no. And then we come outside. And then he had a flat. And then Sprung was like, he was kind of like frustrated. He was all like, man. He was all like, dang, man. He goes, we're going to be late to the show. We have to sleep in a hot-ass room. He goes, and now I got a flat tire. And then I was all like, and our birds' heads are falling off. So it was always, man, I miss that motherfucker. But I'm telling you, that movie right there, that's the king of all movies. When they made the sequels to it and the prequel, they ruined it for me. I don't like them.
I know.
Yeah,
I watched the second one in theater and I didn't like it as much or at all.
Yeah, and I didn't like them at all. The prequel was like, man, those actors, they're cool and everything, but and then when they brought them back, oh man, they ruined that shit for me.
Yeah,
that was too. It was like Hollywood tried to capture the 90s when you can't anymore.
Yeah,
it's just you have to leave it alone. But yeah, Dumb and Dumber. Dumb and Dumber, and then I remember watching in the 90s, as far as, well, not, I know this is in movies, but like Boy Meets World, Full House.
Full House, yeah.
Full House.
You know, it was okay, and I'd watch it, but I didn't really like when they made the played depressing music when someone was upset.
Oh, that's classic 90s shit too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was like, come on.
But there were so many. Full House, Family Matters, Steve Urkel.
Saved by the Bell was my favorite.
Oh, Saved by the Bell.
Yeah,
that's one of my roast. That's one of the things that I use to roast people. I'll mention that. I'll be like, man, you look like you used to... I'll be like, you it looks like you used to jack off to Saved by the Bell. And for some reason, the older people are always like, aha! Like, they just... I know I didn't really sound too funny right now, but anyways, we could talk about something else.
Well, I used to...
Crickets.
I'm not saying anything. I don't have to say anything.
I know. Fucking silence. Deafening.
I was going to ask. When there's a storm, where do the crickets go?
Wait, say that again?
When there's like a storm, where do the crickets go?
I mean, crickets specifically, they once the first drops hit, they'll find a little crevice somewhere, whether it be in the side of your house or...
They go in the ground or no?
Underground, no. No, not crickets, but they figure it out, like, under a tree, yeah. You know, and then, or they get washed away, and then if they make it, they'll just start rubbing their little legs as soon as it dries up. That was such a random-ass question.
Well, you brought a cricket.
Yeah, because you said that to me in one of our first episodes.
Yeah, so it wasn't that random, but anyways.
Damn, okay, you win. Shit.
Are you okay? What time is it?
It's 8:48.
You're supposed to say tool time.
Oh shit, man! How can I forget about that?
We're in the 90s episode, man. Home Improvement.
I remember he'd be like, "Oh yeah,
Yeah, whenever he knew, like something his wife would say, he'd make that sound.
That was when everybody liked him. That was before he came out as a Republican.
And then the heartthrob of the 90s, JTT.
JTT. Oh, Justin Timberlake.
No, Justin Taylor Thomas.
Yeah, he just never grew right. He just stayed that size.
What happened to him?
That was weird. Oh yeah. Now, what I was gonna say about Tim Allen, like he was a great comedian.
Yeah,
he is. He is. He has a lot of good material. But it just, you know, once he started supporting Trump, he lost his support.
Yeah, and he had a like cool neighbor, actually a creepy neighbor.
What was his name? Was it Wilson? No, Wilson. Why am I thinking of? It was Wilson, right? I was thinking about Castaway for some reason.
Me too, but I think it was Wilson.
Wilson, yeah. Do you remember? You know, there's like, I want to say at least one, maybe two, maybe even three episodes where he actually showed his chin.
Really?
But JTT was doing a high school project and was plastering the top part of his face. You could never see his full face. I promise you, if you Google that, I promise you, you're gonna find it. I know for a fact that that episode happened because I remember I was like, "Dad, look!" You know, like,
really?
Yeah, look at his chin, man. You don't have no beard. I was just like, "So, like, what?" Oh, and then for me, it was always the Tool Time girls. Ooh-wee.
Oh yeah.
They brought Tim and Al out.
Oh, the Tools.
Yeah, like they were. Yeah, like they were showgirls. Like, were they?
Yeah.
But they also introduced the show. Hey, you know what time it is? And they remember. I think Pamela Anderson was one of them.
A famous
sexy actress was one of them early on in her career. I just don't know which one.
Okay, so I was at the like a brewery 2 days ago, and guess what they started playing.
What?
Dinosaurs.
What do you mean the Land Before Time?
The TV show Dinosaurs. Do you remember?
I don't remember that.
So it was like a dinosaur family, and the dad was a dinosaur, and he was a carpenter, and he always wore a flannel shirt. And then there was a baby dinosaur. And then there was a carburetor. They had a carburetor, and there was a dinosaur under the sink. Maybe that's the Canadian show.
I think so. Everything you just said right now about that show does not ring a bell at all. All right.
So after this, Google Dinosaurs, the TV show.
Okay.
And watch it. It's really good.
You know what? Okay. I'm gonna tell you, man, if you've seen this, I'm gonna be very surprised if you've seen this. But back in the day, back in the 90s, a big thing was Saturday morning cartoons were a thing, like the Animaniacs,
yeah.
Pinky and the Brain, and all that, right? But that was always early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So then by like almost midday, I don't know if you ever heard of Sábado Gigante. It was on the Spanish channel.
No.
Univision. So this was just like a big ass fucking party. Don Francisco was the host. I think he's still alive, man. He's got to be like 80 something by now. But oh, you know what? He did do something with Bad Bunny. I saw something posted. He's just standing looking at Bad Bunny, and then Bad Bunny is singing one of his songs. And Bad Bunny's all like, "Con tu perfume," and then Don Francisco's just like old as fuck, looking at him like, "What are you saying?" But anyways, this was like a big old Saturday Mexican game show. There's hot women everywhere. This was talking, And it was Saturday in Spanish. Gigante is gigantic. So it was just a gigantic Saturday show. And this is classic, like, 90s. I think they still do it now. They brought it back. But, yeah. And another show I was going to ask you about, did you ever watch Jerry Springer?
When I was, like, sick from school, I'd, like, watch it during the day. And Maury Povich.
Yeah, I remember that. Povich. And,
Judge Judy.
Judge Judy's still alive. That's crazy. That's, somebody's got to investigate that. What is she taking? And she looked like she ain't aged at all since 1995. That's just crazy.
And Jenny
Some of my favorite Air Maxes are from the 90s, too.
Jenny Jones, Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake. That's, I'll be using that as a roast, too. I remember Baywatch.
Yeah, Baywatch. I met a couple of Baywatch people, actors.
Oh, that's cool.
So usually Saved by the Bell would play after school, like at 3:30, and then at 4 o'clock, California Dreams would play. Yeah.
I used to be in love with Topanga from Boy Meets World.
Oh, right. I watched that a few times.
Her, TGIF. Yes, her and, oh, thank God it's Friday. Her and the Pink Ranger from the first Power Rangers. What about cartoons? Because I know I brought up Animaniacs and Pinky and the Brain, but there was like Voltron. Remember Thundercat? Thundercat. Oh.
Never heard of that.
Shut up. I feel Looney so Tunes? Stupid. Ah, that's, come on. That's, yeah, that's worldwide. Looney Tunes. My favorite was Tasmanian Devil. I always had an airbrush shirt.
Yeah.
Remember airbrush shirts? Those, I don't know if those were big for y'all in Canada, but airbrush shirts were a big ass thing here in the 90s.
What was that?
Like, what? You got, you got your name on a shirt? Yeah, it was like, you get a white tee.
Oh, kind of.
And yeah, it's like a dude or a chick that, like, she's basically, they're, that person, that artist that is airbrushing, they're basically like a either, you know, they spray paint tag, like really badass, I can't never say the word, calligraphy. And or they're like tattoo artists, but they just put their craft on a shirt and area, but the shirt would only last like 2-3 washes, you know.
Yeah,
but then 2-3 times it was like, dang, you got an airbrush shirt, what's it say? Yeah, and I remember the last day of school you wore a white shirt so everybody would sign it.
I didn't do that.
Yeah,
I used to want to break my hand so I can have a cast so people could sign it because I always thought that was cool. Did you hear that?
Yeah, you broke bones?
No, I used to want to have a broken hand so I can have a cast so people can sign it.
That's a joke. That's hilarious. I need to write that down.
Do you remember, like, when people used to sign? And I'm like, that's cool. I want
I want to break my wrist. Yeah. No, I remember, I'm so glad we've gotten to this, because I remember sixth grade for me was, what, 1997? I want to say 96, somewhere around there. That was the first time I tried weed, the last day of sixth grade.
Oh, wow.
That's that last day of school going into the summer of when you become a seventh grader. And then I never smoked it. I love brownies now. I just can't eat them. But I used to love brownies. Like, man, brownies were my shit. And we're just going home, or I'm going to my friend's house. His brother picks up. He just had all these brownies back there. You know, it's after school. You know how you're hungry right after school. So I was all like, oh, shit, man.
Yeah.
And this fool's out of it. He goes, yeah. And I was just like, boom, I ate like three of them. And then he gave me orange juice. And I was like, hell yeah. And then, I don't know, the next thing I know, like 45 minutes later, we're playing soccer with a soccer ball that we lit on fire. So we're like, let's play fire soccer ball. And we're all just fucking tripping balls like off these damn brownies.
That sounds fun.
Hell yeah. And I remember just like, I remember it was summer, right? And there was leaves on the ground. And I remember that like we kicked the ball into the other yard and we're all like, oh, fireball. And the ball just kept going. And then all these leaves caught on fire. And we're like, oh, shit. So we run to the next door neighbor and we're like, hey, bro, your fucking yard's on fire. And he's like, what? And he goes out there and he's just watering his fucking leaves. And then he's all like, how the fuck that happened? We're like, I don't know, man, but can you give us our soccer ball back?
Oh, my God. But
we almost burnt down his house.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
But that's crazy, right? Your first time trying weed, you eat it. That's...
You eat it? Is that what you said?
That's how I died. Like I didn't smoke it for my first time. I had edible.
That would have been fun though, like playing with a fireball, like Dragon Ball Z.
Yes, hell yeah! I'm gonna reenact that video one day.
Okay, what about Xena, the Warrior Princess?
I was in love with her too. But then again, she kind of reminded me of that what was the name of the WWF chick that looked like her?
Yeah.
Xtina or some shit?
No.
I don't know. I made that up.
Something with an I, I think.
But they looked alike, right?
She died.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They looked alike, but then the WWF one.
I tried to look her up, but then, what's her name? She had
China. Yes.
Yeah, China.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
She died
a few years ago, right?
She died. Oh man, she was
missing
3 days. Yeah, she was missing for 3 days, and they discovered her body and the home. She was 46.
Oh wow. Xena, yeah, I was into Xena for a bit, like it, the show, not her.
My brother was, and it makes all perfect sense though. But anyways.
Okay, and what about the nanny? Fran Drescher.
I don't remember that.
Oh, it was in New York, and she was a nanny, and she had a voice that you wouldn't forget. Look her up later, Fran Drescher.
You said nanny, and the first thing that came up to my mind was another 90s classic, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Robin Williams, like him and Jim Carrey, any movie that they did, I'd always watch it.
Did you see my picture in Cancun? I was so excited when I saw the mask.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Jim Carrey.
That was pretty cool, yeah. That's funny that they go around with that. That's hilarious.
Yeah, there is two other guys, but I wanted the guy in the yellow suit, just like the movie.
Yeah, I would have gone with him too. That's the best. That's the better one.
Yeah, but I was so happy.
You know, I was gonna tell you about that. I've never been to a Mexican beach.
Really?
Yeah, the only Mexico I've ever been to is where my parents are from. You know what's so funny about this being celibate post?
Mm-hmm.
I just, a lot of people really think I'm like full of shit. Like my cousin, she just messaged me. She said in Spanish, "Ay, primo, tan loco." Like, you're so crazy.
Cousin, you're so crazy.
Yeah.
I believe you.
I sense a little sarcasm.
No, I do.
I sense a little sarcasm, but it's okay.
You're busy working. You don't have time for anything.
Man, that's kind of why, but yeah, you're right.
I know. All right. Do you remember when everyone had like t-shirts with like smiley faces?
No.
What? I did.
No. Why? What was 90s about that?
There was so many smiley face t-shirts, like, you know, like the happy face and the yellow, like yellow round smiley face.
I don't remember that.
It's smiley face everything. Okay, what about...
That was 90s?
Yeah. What about... Yeah, because I wore that in the 90s. Butterfly clips.
Yeah, I remember butterfly clips. I remember, for some reason, Tamagotchis came into mind.
I had that written down, and guess what?
Gigapets.
My nieces, they have Tamagotchis now, and they're colorful, and they're like 10 times bigger.
Damn. Did you ever have a Game Boy?
I had a Game Gear.
Game Gear.
My brother had the Game Boy. I had a Game Gear.
I remember those.
I just remember saying, do you remember Home Alone, and he had that like recorder?
Yes.
I had the girl version. There was a pink one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember that. My cousins had that. I have a lot of female cousins, and they got their hands on that.
I forgot what they're called, but I just remembered that. It was pretty cool.
Did you ever have BK lights?
BK lights? I don't know what that is.
It's a shoe that lit up.
Oh, no, but... I used to want the Barbie that lit up, the rollerblading one.
My dad had got me one Christmas, the Power Wheels. They still have them around now, but for me, I remember having my first one. And I mentioned it earlier, but man, some of my favorite Nike Air Maxes are from the 90s, like the 95s. The 90, the 97 has got to be my top Air Max, the 1997. Any color sway of a 1997 Air Max, I would love to have it. Such a great shoe.
Yeah, I remember those shoes. I think my dad would always have Nike whatever.
For real?
Yeah.
And on a motorcycle, that's pretty badass.
Yeah, he had cool shoes. Okay, do you remember listening to the radio and then, like, recording your favorite song?
Hell yeah, and then doing voicemails.
Yeah.
Hey, so, you've reached.
So.
Oh, you remember Star 69?
Oh, I remember that. It's like what shows or what songs coming up, and then I get ready to like record on my cassette tape. My favorite song.
So if you had the cassette tape, you had a Walkman, right?
I didn't have a Walkman. I had a Discman.
I don't know what that is.
Like a CD one.
You never had one for the tapes? The cassette tapes?
No, my brother had one, but I don't think I had a Walkman.
You never remember having to rewind your tapes with the pencil?
I did that when I, like, used my, like...
Remember Blockbuster? Did y'all have Blockbuster in Canada?
Yeah, we had Blockbuster and Rogers Video. And guess what? Diego. Guess what I did?
What's up?
And this was like, okay, what? You know when the okay, this was not in 1990. But you know when the Pirates movie came out? You know, like
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I went into Roger's Video, is like Blockbuster, and I saw there was a girl version of Pirates, and I was really excited. And then the guy gave me a weird look. And then I got home. And when I played it, I realized it was a porn.
That's fucking hilarious.
And then I was like, no, I had to return it. But I actually thought it was like another version of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, man.
I don't think I rented anything after that.
Oh, if they scarred you.
Oh, do you remember when your radio stations had bumper stickers and everyone had bumper stickers on their cars?
Yeah, I've still seen some bumper stickers here and there. We got bumper stickers at my radio station. I'm going to send you one.
I want one.
Yeah, we got a bunch of them. They're big ass stickers too.
Do you remember the commercial Body Break?
No, do you remember Cha-Cha-Cha-Chia?
Yeah, I remember that. And it have like different shapes, like a cat.
Yeah, all kinds of different things.
Body Break
it used to be like body break, and then it'd be like this woman and this man, and they'd be like working out, and then they would give you a quick tip during your commercial break. But yeah, anyways, all right, Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
She was hot too.
Really?
Something about white girls. Which is, oh shit, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to push that. Something about that is just, I don't know. It was always...
What about Fresh Prince?
Oh, that's classic too. Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Yeah, that was man, that was my shit.
Yeah. Magic School Bus.
Magic School Bus. That bash, that teacher was hot too. Stupid little cartoon teacher.
Redhead?
Hell yeah. Something about, I'm afraid red's my favorite color, so it just.
Oh, good to know. Mm-hmm. All right. Jonathan Rio also said, What's your favorite snack that they don't make anymore in the 90s? He used to get Crystal Pepsi and Color Popcorn. I don't know what Crystal Pepsi is.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Pez, they still have them, but I used to have all kinds of little Pez machines, little Pez candy things.
Do you know color popcorn? Like, do you remember the pink popcorn?
No, I don't.
With the elephant on the box? No.
No.
He also mentioned green ketchup, but I've never seen that. Have you?
No, I've seen green beer. There's gonna be a lot of it in a couple of weeks.
For
St. Patrick's Day. Father's Day. I remember gas being under $1 a gallon.
Do you remember the cheeseburger at McDonald's was like 45 cents?
Yeah, as a kid in the 90s, I got my finger stuck in one of the little stupid merry-go-rounds, and I had to pay my parents a lot of money.
What?
Yeah, I don't know what I was doing. I put my finger on it because one of the little balls from the little ball pit went under there, and I went, and then my finger got stuck, and then somebody turned on the merry-go-round. I'm caught by my finger, and I'm just getting twirled around by my finger.
And I'm what just like, what do you mean merry-go-round? Huh? Merry-go-round? Like,
you know what?
What's the merry-go-round? Like,
you know, like one of those stupid little quarter rides. You just put a quarter in it, you sit on a stupid animal, and you go around.
You got your fingers stuck.
Yeah, and I'm just like, somebody help me. And my finger almost got tore off.
Do you remember those, like, big funnel things where you put a penny down and it, like, goes all the way down?
Yeah, they still have those in the mall.
Do they?
Yeah, here they do.
We don't have pennies anymore, so.
Yeah, I don't have no coins?
No, they got rid of pennies a long time ago. Yeah.
Bombtastic podcast, all the way over here from Dallas, Texas. I'm going to give you a shout out tonight on the radio station again.
Is it Kanon?
Kanon. Yeah, it's just saying it every letter. A lot of people say how you say it, Kanon. That's funny. But yeah, so I'm gonna give you a shout out. I'll record it. I'll send it to you, and then yeah, thanks again. It was fun. A lot of nostalgia.
Where can we find you?
Oh man, so all social media is just Texas Chuckle. Texas spelled out, Chuckle spelled out. my main thing is Instagram. That's where I'm mainly on. And I have a website. I need to update it. TexasChuckle.com and yeah, I mean, I got YouTube, I got videos up, stuff like that. And, yeah, I mean, it's fun. I can't wait for the next one.
Store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna be a buzz like I had last week. I must stay deep, cause talk is cheap. I like Angela, Pamela, Sandra, and Rita. And as I continue, you know they're getting sweeter. So what can I do? I really value my lord. To me, learning.
dance like a sport. Anything fly, it's all good. Let me definitely sing in the trumpet. A little bit of Monica in my life, a little bit of Erica by my side, a little bit of Rita's all I need, a little bit of Tina's what I see, a little bit of Sandra in the sun, a little bit of Mary all night long, a little bit of Jessica, here I am, a little bit of you makes me your man.